Well, there goes the election. Trump just won. Welcome back to Co-Working It. JP here.
Well, I'm a team woman, and I'm pro-black. We've already discussed this. I wish I could say his name right, because he's very French.
Wosso Boom?
I said Wosso. Yeah, yeah, in your face, in your face, in your face.
No diddy, you know?
Don't judge me. But the people are Arabic. Arab.
What? You got it wrong the first time. You got it right the second time, and then you went racist the third time.
Yo, how that's racist?
It's a little racist.
You ever been to a corner store in the hood?
You already know that answer.
My problem with blacks. Listen.
You're about to take my point and put it to a whole other level.
Dessert.
Welcome back to Co-Working It. JP here. Wosso Boom.
I see Wosso.
So I feel like there's only one place to start the podcast this week. Something big happened over the weekend. I'd say a moment that will have political ramifications for decades. A moment that will be in our kids' yearbooks or textbooks for forever, really. A moment our generation thought would never happen. I'm, of course, talking about the release of College Football 25.
You're a doof.
Oh.
A whole doof.
Finally.
A whole doof. A whole doof.
We did our gaming franchise, and I let you all have it, but the fact that no one talked about NCAA football just hurt me. It hurt me. That was my favorite game growing up. Got it almost a year, every year. And when they took it away from me, not that they took it away from me because I didn't have PS3, but NCAA football 14, we didn't know it. That was the last one for 11 years. 11 years.
But I never was into that because when the NCAA football, that was, like, let's be honest, like, just fake characters. And I couldn't get down with that.
But it wasn't really fake. They used the likeness and image of those players. They had the same number.
Kinda.
No, not kinda. Go look up what Terrell Pryor looked like in 2009. It looked just like him.
Bruh. Nah, I'm cool on it. I was cool on it. I'm cool on the news young too. Like,
you're bugging. You're a hater. No, that was the hater. This is the biggest game of the year, hater.
No, it's not the biggest game of the year. I promise it won't sell the most or anything. I could bet you anything on that right now. It's not gonna sell the most. It's just talked a lot about around sports people. Mm-hmm. That is not, like, I bet it won't even sell more than Madden. Like, come on, bro. Like, I'm dead serious. I bet it won't.
I'll take that bet. We'll figure out some qualifications on that because it's beaten it this year. Because the hype, there is a lot of hype. And because it when it first got announced, it was like 3 years ago, and then it kept getting delayed. So the hype has been.
EA Sports do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not being Madden. It's not going to do it. They're not going to allow it to. Like, I'm telling you.
People sick of Madden.
No, it's not.
They needed this. We needed this. We needed it in my veins.
No, college athletes needed it. Like, who need a college football game if you got Madden? Like, let's be honest.
Because Madden's trash.
No, it's not. So what's so hype about that? What's so good about a college game?
It's just college football, man. People are more passionate about college football than the NFL. They just are, pound for pound. And
yeah,
you get the whole dynasty mode. I mean, you can recruit players, you can you can DM them, which might get sketchy. It's just, I heard it's really well done. And the gameplay is, and I heard the gameplay is better than Madden. It's not the same thing.
Man, come on. I'm not letting you say that because you don't play Madden. And I'm not letting you say that. I'm not letting you say that. I didn't hear that nowhere. Get the fuck out of here. You making me curse early. You bugging.
Stop cursing. I read what I read.
You want to read.
Hell yeah. Now, this is the first time I truly feel like I'm missing out not having a PS5. Like, you and a couple other coworkers got it early, and Spider-Man came out. I'm like, that looks cool. I'm missing out. There's some other cool stuff. I still have said it's not worth it because I only play maybe twice a week for an hour. But today, I'm hurting because if I had it, we wouldn't be podcasting tonight.
won't you go sit on somebody's couch and play with them?
Oh, I totally would. Totally would. All night. All right, let's get serious here. There was an assassination attempt on a former president and a current candidate in the year of our Lord 2024. I want to know from you, where were you when you heard it, and how did it first make you feel?
Oh, fuck.
Come on, man.
Nah, you ain't gonna give me those the therapy questions.
I know you're going through it. I know you're going through it. I know you went through it. I know that's
bro. We do it, bro. No, you don't. I don't go through it. Like I'll tell you, when you see it, like you heard it happen, you go look at the video, and then you just calm, because once my man put up the fist, it's over for y'all. Like yo, that just like I'm standing. Like you don't know. Like I'm standing. I'm good. Like you ever have a homie get shot, then you go in the hospital, and you be like, I'm good.
I have not. All right. So it was weird for me because I was in Baltimore and I was literally filming a tournament and I was on Twitter. So it was halftime and I'm on Twitter for like a good 2 minutes, just kind of scrolling. And then I went to the search button to look something up and that's where you see what's trending. Mm-hmm. And boom, it says assassination, Trump shot, and something else, you know, along that. And everything's kind of slowed down. I'm like, usually when that kind of shit is trending in Twitter, it's fake. You know what I mean? It's a conspiracy. Like, so when I first click one of those and watch the video, it was weird. It all happened like slowly. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know if he was dead yet. And I watched it. He goes down and then he gets back up and then you see the blood on the ear. And then I just became numb. I'm like, so first of all, he's fine. But then I didn't know what to feel. A lot of things went through my head. I'm like, well, there goes the election. Trump just won. Like that was one of my first reactions. He just won.
Why?
Because if we want to get into political stuff early on, that's worst case scenario for the Democrats. If we want to be honest, if he gets shot at and nothing hits him, it's whatever. If he gets killed, then obviously they don't have to worry about him anymore. I'm just being honest. That's what real people are thinking. But he got hit, he's bleeding, and he has what you said, I won't even deny it, that badass picture of his fist up with the American flag over him, like it was a movie. He reacted exactly how his base would want him to react.
His base. No, how every American wanted him to react.
Nah.
Yeah, you tried. You almost got shot. You got grazed. Someone died that day. Rest in peace to that person. And
we're gonna get to that. Yeah.
And you got grazed. Somebody tried to take you out. Like, come on, bro. Like every American should be proud of him, like standing and like putting the middle finger up, but with his fist. Fuck you, haters.
I actually think it's kind of okay, but I can also say it's dumb because there's an active shooter, and I don't know what the security was doing, letting him do that. They should have pounced on him and not let him get above their waist. Like he should have been charged out of there. Jesus, but he's also a bigger dude.
You said you was going out of town. Could have been you at first, and you hit me with a text.
There were a few people I had. I'm like, Pennsylvania is not that far from New York. Let me make sure. make sure some people stayed home. All right, so the stage people can f right off because that's the shit that annoys me, and I'm mostly the left that came up with it. Like it's just. Bro, somebody, not only did the shooter die, but somebody else died. That's not staged. I don't care what you're saying. You can come up with all the little the people in the background and everything. It's just garbage. I hate that.
No, see, my first thing was, even before I found out, because I'm be honest, okay, this was, I was watching it. Actually, I was at work. I think we was at work when that happened. Yeah, we was at work, and I'm watching it. That happened Monday? No, that happened this weekend. I'm bugging. Academics on the weekends. Jesus.
Saturday.
I'm thinking like, why am I watching Academics? But I was watching this nigga on the weekend. Bro, so I'm watching his live stream, and next thing I know, he said, what? Oh, somebody tried to take my boy Trump out? And then we go to the CNN, and it shows Trump, and he rewinds it, and it shows everything that happened while he was talking and how it happened, and then it like zoom in and everything, and I was like, oh. And then first thing I thought was, where's the shooter? They said they got the shooter, then they said it killed the shooter. I'm like, I need a name, but that's before I found out anybody died, because if it wasn't a name, I was going with the stage. If you talk to him, he got shot, he dead. I need a name. Mm-hmm. And then they said someone else died. And I was like, okay.
It's like, yeah, with the picture, like I said, it felt like a movie. So I guess in that sense, why people thought it was staged, it was like it was too good to be true. Like he gets a little nick on his ear.
Right.
He gets to say, oh, I was shot. Look at me. But
if Ben Thee Stallion can say she got shot by a bullet fragment in the foot, he can say he got shot in the head. I don't care what no one says. Like, come on. Nope. Tory Lanez in jail right now for shooting someone in the foot that a bullet didn't touch your foot. So, like, Trump got shot.
He got grazed.
He tried to dome him, bro. That's not nothing. A graze on the head is crazy. That's like the... A graze on the head is the worst. Like, think about that.
I don't know. I can't think of that. I've never been shot.
Bro, he tried to dome. I've never been shot. He tried to dome him, bro. But think of, like, on the head. That means, like a little over, like, boom.
No, the physics of how lucky he is to be alive is wild. Because think of where he got shot and his head was completely turned. Looking at basically where the shooter was. I don't know why he was looking there. He hasn't really talked about it. I don't know if he felt there was commotion going on, because there were people yelling.
They were saying, I guess, get him. This nigga
So if his head is totally turned and you get the ear, just imagine turning your head straight, looking at the crowd, which he normally does, and do the physics of where that bullet would have ended up. We would have seen his head explode on live TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still wild to think about how lucky he is. Now, I'm saying he's lucky. The other people that can F right off are the divine intervention people.
Oh, no, I was just about to go there. You talk about God.
Mm-hmm.
God wanted him to become president.
God saved him.
Yes.
Yep.
That is kind of like angel in the outfield. Like, maybe. Yeah.
Didn't save the dad with the pregnant wife right next to him.
He ain't Trump. Trump is in bigger picture of in God's plan. Some people played their role.
That's a pretty shitty plan by a pretty shitty God.
Oh man, you see a lot of the planning that he does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that little boy planned on walking into the priest's office is saying.
Okay, so we got a list. We got a list of who is actually the shooter. This is via Twitter. I'm going to go through a list and you pick who was actually the shooter, the attempted shooter. Was it Tim Hardaway Jr., play-in Klay Thompson, Ben Simmons, Angel Reese, Game 7 Rockets, or Bronny James? I love Twitter, man. It happens so quickly. I'm like writing all these down.
I'm not even answering that bullshit.
it's Bronny, because it's most recent. It's funny.
I probably won't even pick Bronny. I picked one right before you named Bronny.
Game 7 Rockets.
Yes, bro. At least they hit the rim. Old boy hit the rim.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, because I have a little request for Woso tonight. He needs to talk about his son VJ for 60 seconds, because we know he's listening.
Right now he's on Roblox, so I don't think he's paying attention right now.
because
he was kind of upset that I brought up Jason's name and not his name.
Say something nice about him. What do you do to make you laugh or proud or be proud this week?
Okay, this one thing he did. It was funny because he thinks July is the best day of the
month,
day of the year. I mean month of the year. And every time you hear the word July, he's like on the radio, he like, I told you, mommy, told you, daddy, July is the best month. I'm like, what? He's like, it's way better than June. He only says that because June is Jason's birthday.
I love it. That's so petty.
He did that in the car this weekend. I was rolling because his birthday is like in 3 days.
Okay. That was going to be my second question. I'm like, is his birthday in July or is he just hating on his brother?
No, it's July. It's July.
Does that make him a Gemini or is he the next?
No, he ain't a Gemini, bro.
Oh, damn. No Gemini, bro.
Yeah, Cancer.
Well, that's mean to say about him. All right. Angel Reese's rookie double-double record. So unfortunate it's over. I mean, it's up there with one of the all-time greatest records like ever, like the 56 game hitting streak, Barry Bonds' home run streak.
Oh, look how this nigga hating.
I can't believe it ended. Like,
look at this nigga hating.
So bad.
Why you hating? I just need to know why you hating. Why? I need to know.
In general, the double-double is a made-up stat.
You bugging.
It's a made-up benchmark. It is. It's made up.
Every benchmark is made up. So what are you talking about?
So it's just – it's
– every benchmark.
So what –
everyone. Everything. Everything. Points, assists, everything.
Yeah, it's – right. And it's just – it's overrated.
So every stat is overrated.
No, I said benchmark. Like calling it a double-double.
Oh.
Is nah. –
Because what's a double-double?
Like, it's two of anything, or it's two of 10 of two of anything. So rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, any of them. It's completely overrated. You tell me what you would rather have. If you were playing in a game, would you rather have 38 points and 9 rebounds or 10 points and 10 rebounds?
Why you went so high at 38 points? So let's just make it a little bit different. But one is
a double-double, one is not. That's all I'm saying. Like, calling it that makes it seem like it's important, which it just
is. Say, you said what? Now, say 30 what points?
38 and 9.
Why you got to go to 9? Why is it got to be a crazy number of each and just the lowest number of would you rather have 20-20 or 38?
Double-double, one isn't.
Okay, that's, how about, would you rather have 20 and 20 or 38 and 9? Come on, bro. Like, come on.
Of course, but that's not what I'm arguing. What?
You went to the highest. So,
yes.
So, won't you go to the lowest points and whatever compared to the lowest double double you could get? The lowest double double.
But we're talking about a double double streak. So, if she would have had 38 and 9 in one of those, the streak would have ended, but she would have had a great game.
How about the streak when somebody scored one, a LeBron streak of 5 points in a game or some shit like that for how many years?
Yeah, it's made up. It's just a random.
I'm saying is this. You picked the lowest version of the double-double and compared it to a great stat. That is weird to me. Because the greatest double-double, a great double-double, 30-something points is crazy high. So you 20 points and five assists is equivalent. No, it's not equivalent to point making, but 25, like 20 and 5, 10 and 10. I'm cool with 10 and 10. But you went to 30 something. So won't you level up the double double to a little higher?
I'm just saying, but the definition of a double double is 10-10. Like, so that's the minimum. That's the minimum.
So what's the definition of what you're trying to say?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't, because what is a double double? It's 10 and 10.
What? So you judging it against something of something else. So what's the something else you're judging it against? A 38 point game?
No,
I'm
judging.
Of course, somebody want a 38 point game over a 10 point game.
No, I'm judging the random ass benchmark that we've created.
No, I don't think it's just, okay. I don't think it's random, because I think double doubles do matter. Because it, like, even if you watch basketball, even the greats, the best ones are the ones that average, like the great big men, the ones that average the double double rebounds. When you can get 12 rebounds a game.
But don't you think if someone got 20 and 20, that should be a different name? No, it's just called the double double. Like, it's the same as a 10 and 10, which makes no sense.
But when you put it in the record books and they break down the stats, when they go to different stats, they say how many 20 point double doubles? How many?
Yes, they do.
No. Because they brought it up like with Jokic with the triple doubles. Jokic and they do it just to diminish Russ a little bit, but they do it with the triple doubles with Luka and Jokic, and it's they say like a 48 point triple double or a 45 point triple double. They put that different than somebody that's getting a 20 point triple double.
So Russ, how many
triple double streak, the one we won MVP, people say why he ain't do it again, because the first time he did it he had 30 something points with it. It's a difference.
So how many 20 point double doubles did Angel Reese have during her streak?
Oh, nobody knows. Had one. I know. It was one. She's not a 20-point scorer. So you trying to judge a rookie. See, look at a rookie. When it's hard to get rebounds. Look, you got Asia Wilson, Brittany Grinder. They're the tallest women in the sport, and they couldn't even do that. Like you got these tall women that have been playing, and then you know if you're the biggest and you want it the most, you could get the rebound.
You're saying it's hard to get
somebody that do it when you don't like, that's when you got a problem with it.
You're saying it's hard to get a rebound, but when you miss point blank layups and get your own rebound, that's easier, a little easier
to go back up to get your own rebound.
No, they don't really jump. That ball just hits the bottom of the rim. It comes right back down to her.
Okay, you still got to go get the rebounds. You still got to go get the rebounds. You hating on stats. But I promise you, if that was Caitlin Clark getting 10 rebounds a game and getting her like little 15 points a game, you would still be like, oh, yeah, she killing.
No, because I really don't. Because
her triple double shit, everybody act like that shit was the greatest thing that ever happened.
Did Caitlin Clark ever react like Angel Reese did at the end of that game on Saturday? Throwing her arms up in the air because she couldn't get the last 2 points. And her teammates wouldn't give it to her when they were down 11 with 15 seconds to go. Throwing her arms up in the air.
So you judging somebody off their antics. So you judging her game off of just her antics.
Both. I mean, she had 23 minutes.
So just because she ain't cookie cutter like how Caitlin Clark is with her bullshit ass answers to everything and always want to be perfect all the time she talk and every time she move. So since she can't be perfect, she got to get hated on. That makes no sense.
I knocked it out of the park. You said you didn't want to shit on Caitlin Clark.
No, I'm not shitting.
I made it happen.
No, I ain't shitting on her. She moved perfectly. She say the perfect things. She act like as nothing bothers her and all this shit when everybody knows that's bullshit. Nobody likes the person that acts like everything's perfect. And you know that too. That's the bummest person to be around.
You say that, but no, who's complaining about what she's saying? Nobody's complaining
about it. No, nobody. I see a lot of people say like this. She's fucking playing. Like, bro, come
she's
on. She's
kidding.
No, yeah, but she's hating.
Playing the game.
You hating on what's the calling because her aunt. Playing the game do not sell the game. No, it don't. Playing the game don't sell the game. Oh, because Joe Johnson was better than a lot of niggas, and nobody was going to watch no fucking Joe Johnson. Over Carmelo, and he's arguably better than Carmelo. And let's see, nobody ain't going to watch no fucking Jaylen Brown.
So what antics has Caitlin Clark been doing that make her the number one star? Because
what's the number, one, the number star? One star?
She don't even start arguing.
No, what's the star? I don't even know what the star is. A star is a person that putting the numbers and everybody attention to. What's a star? Because if you're going to say that it's a star, so our argument for the NBA and stars, you need to just throw that in the garbage then. Because if we're going to buy what? What are we going by? It's a lot of stuff that got to go into it.
And she puts asses
in. Is she MVP?
No. She's rookie of the year.
How the fuck is she a star if you're not MVP?
Because
she might be rookie of the year.
I didn't say superstar. I said star. And she's putting
how can you be a star when they the all-star game, only reason why them girls made the all-star team is because the other ones are going to the world, I mean the Olympics, and that's what this year is a different way they do the all-star game. Come on, bro. Ain't no, you can't say star. I give it to her. She is bringing attention. She's one of the. So if that's the case, if she's a star, Angel Reese is a star. Because she brought light to the game, and her games is overselling some of these girls' games too. So what is you talking about? So let's bet. Because when they was doing the all-star voting, if they was doing the all-star voting, Caitlin Clark was like number two or number one in the fans voting, and Angel Reese was like number five. So stars in the all-star voting, if you're like number five, you're not a star. So what makes her a star and her not a star?
I didn't say she wasn't a star. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I just say
Caitlin. You just said her Brady Bones is bullshit.
Because she does.
Well, Caitlin Clark turnovers not, but she's a star that averaged like seven turnovers. Come on. They're not stars. They're rookies. They've got attention. If you want to say attention, they do got the attention on them. They probably the most like famous ones. They're the most famous and scrutinized. They're the most famous. And when you're famous, you get scrutinized. That's cool. They're the two most. I give you that one, but stars, neither one of them are stars.
That's cool. We need to hash that out. We've been agreeing too much talking about WNBA. We needed that one. We needed a good old race war. Let's have another one.
I got Tate DeClaire for MVP.
All right. Speaking of another potential race war where we get compared to these two at work a lot. At least we used to.
Oh.
Skip Bayless. If anyone saw the news, he is leaving Undisputed.
Yeah, I'm just saying this. You say they compare to them. I'm sorry to break you up. Yeah. If you ever tell me to put my glasses back on, they're gonna make me. I'm sorry.
No. Mine would be put your hat back on.
You won't have to tell me that. That shit glued to my head, nigga.
If I ever got you so mad that you took your hat off, I think our friendship is over because I would have said some wild shit.
But you ever notice if I'm wearing a winter hat and I'm getting in debates, it goes back and back.
And that has nothing to do with you. That is like your body's heat. And if you're getting angry about something and you start arguing, it's your body telling you, yo, you need to calm down or this hat's going to come off. Oh, man.
But back to Skip.
Poor Skip.
Yeah, man.
We know, I don't know if you read on it, is he leaving Undisputed or are they pushing him out? Or is this kind of a mutual thing?
Isn't the contract over? Or
the
no?
The show?
Not the show. His contract. Is his contract over?
No, I read three articles and none of it mentioned him potentially leaving Fox Sports, or at least not because of an end of a contract. Because I think they re-upped. I think when they re-signed Shannon, I think he got another another negotiation. So I didn't read anything about his contract being up.
He was supposed to started another show on FS1 before. I don't know why that never happened.
With him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned that.
But he probably got tired. I can bet it's him. If it's him, he's like, man, I'm tired of having these conversations with these motherfuckers, bro. But he loved black people so much that he don't say that. So, like, they're probably pushing him out. The ratings going down.
Yeah, I think it. Unless he's got an idea for something else. Like, what else can he do? Like, he's been doing this for a long time.
He's the GOAT, man. He's the GOAT. I don't care what no one says. He's the GOAT.
Yeah. He's the godfather, I would say. GOAT makes you the greatest. I think he's just... he.
Who is hated on more than him and loved at the same time? Like, he's hated and loved. Like black people love Skip. Like, it might come off as, like, it's a portion of black people that's some woke black shade butter Twitter dudes. That's them that be hating. But then you got mad black people that fuck. Skip is our guy, bro.
It's wild. I think I learned that when I started working at our company. Because so many of you, I love Skip. Yo, you remind me of Skip. I love Skip. I'm like, I hate Skip. What are you talking about? I'm Team Shannon.
Man.
Because I effed with going all the way back, Cold Pizza with their first and 10 with Jay Crawford and Woody Page. Like that was, it felt new. It felt like, all right, this is cool. And, but it was broken up with, it was like half Sports Center, half third Sports Center, third interviewing people. And then they had their little debate stuff, but it was with Woody Page. So it was very lighthearted. It didn't feel like it got very, you know, heavy with opinions. But then Stephen A comes in, completely changes the game. And they're like, wait, why are we doing these interviews with these people? Let's just make a 2-hour show of Skip debating with not just Stephen A, because that was when they were rotating Rob Parker and some people. But they, man, during my college days, if I knew Stephen A was gonna be on Monday morning after football, I hope my mom's not listening, I definitely skip some classes. I wasn't missing that, because that was during the Tebow era too, and that Tebow shit had me hooked, because I hated Tebow and I hated Skip's opinions on him, but I had to watch. I was hate watching.
Word, man. And now the time where he's hating on LeBron a lot.
Yes, and then that kind of coincided.
No, LeBron was before that.
Yeah, but not too far before. Yeah. Only a couple of years. But yeah, the LeBron hate started early. And that was when I liked LeBron. So I hated Skip's opinions. But then it transitioned into the Miami LeBron where I hated on him. I'm like, all right, I'm with you, Skip. I'm with you. LeBrick, I'm with you.
But the last one he came up with, Westbrook, is what made a lot of black people not like him.
That was tough, because he literally just called him that every show. Every show.
And Shannon want to jump down and be on Skip bandwagon doing the same thing. Now he over there shucking and jiving.
So for me, the downfall where I kind of started losing interest was when they went to Stephen A only. It's like, all right, the novelty's kind of wearing off. You know what I mean? Like, you used to look forward to, oh, it's going to be Stephen A day after maybe like a 2-week hiatus. It was cool for like a month. And then I'm like, they're just talking about the same thing for 2 hours every day. And I kind of fell off. And it wasn't until, it was about the same time I started working with you when Undisputed started. And I remember thinking, Shannon Sharp? No. Like, that's the bumbling, stumbling guy on CBS that we just used to laugh at because he couldn't get his words out. And that show it worked. You got me, you had me watching that every morning so we could talk about it. Now, it helps that they talk about the Lakers and the Cowboys about 50% of the time. And the other times were, especially when LeBron got there. But I'm talking about pre-LeBron.
Oh, okay, before LeBron.
That's yeah,
before,
but they would still, I guess, yeah, in that sense, it was mostly Dallas and LeBron. And
it's really LeBron and Dallas.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It's if they got 8 topics, 5 of them are going to be that. Mm-hmm. Especially without breaking news or anything important.
But I love First Take with Skip and Stephen A. That was my that was my everything. Like I worked in the morning, so I DVR'd it every day. Like it was a pre-read. But I hate it because it did it twice, because it used to come on again, I guess, on another channel.
ESPN2.
So I used to watch it.
Oh wait, no. It used to be on ESPN2 back to back. And then they knocked SportsCenter of all shows off from the 10 o'clock hour, which that was we're like, okay, this is the landscape has changed. Debate is now what everyone wants to listen to.
Mm-hmm. And then it had Kerry Champion. Like I love that. And like when Skip left First Take, bro. Because I didn't know what he was gonna do.
Yeah,
he was so quiet about everything because I guess in his contract he couldn't say nothing. And then all of a sudden he came out with a new show, and then that's when around time you start working there, and then you saw this is gonna be garbage and all this and that.
Because Fox Sports was still like I'll give Skip credit. He made Fox Sports kind of a bigger known entity. Like it was still like the ESPN's baby brother.
Yep. It was him and Colin, but it was mostly him.
Yep. Yeah. That's true. Colin did leave before he did. That's right. Mm-hmm. Colin went all out on that one. That worked.
But Skip, yeah, when Undisputed came there, that's when they brought a ton. I wasn't watching Colin until Undisputed got there.
Because basically they just started grabbing ESPN talent that they weren't resigning or that they let go, which mm-hmm. some were good, some were bad. But the Shannon thing was a stroke of genius. It really was. It kind of brought out a different side of both of them, and they could really debate on some stuff. Like obviously the LeBron Jordan was kind of their if it's a rainy day, let's just debate this. But man, no matter how many times I listened to it, it sucked me in. Pause. Like I feel like I lean one way, but there's a lot of arguments both ways, and they really knew how to go at each other.
It got tiring though.
Well, Shannon got tired.
Hater. He was a hater.
What?
That's what it was. The thing is this. This
You're
is
jealous of Brady. You're jealous of Tom Brady.
No. Shannon got, but what he didn't understand is that was great TV when he was like when they got into that. He got full of himself and thought he was bigger than Skip.
I mean,
no, he wasn't, because his YouTube ain't blow up until after that.
But full of himself means he wasn't bigger than Skip, and I think he
wasn't.
Did.
He was more light, but not more like he's not bigger. He was not bigger because Skip used to get him.
Man.
He was like, "Yo, how you bigger?" He said that to Skip, kind of. Skip said, "How many Twitter followers you got and I got, and I don't even engage." Bro, come on, bro. I don't even engage. People respond to my junk knowing I'm not going to respond back, and they still comment all the time. More than you.
But Shannon's side adventures are way bigger than Skip's are, if we're going to compare podcasts. I know they're just...
Afterwards, his shit blew up after.
I'm talking about by the time Shannon left. He had outgrown Skip. Like, he didn't need Skip anymore just by that time. But I'm with you. Without Skip, he needed Skip to get to where he wanted to get to.
I think he still needed Skip. I still think he needs Skip now. I don't like him on ESPN.
I agree. I think they don't work as well, but he's obviously better off on First Take. Like, he's in a better spot than what Skip is, clearly, because his show lasted 1 year.
Because he left them. If they would have stayed together, him and Skip is better than First Take. Him and Skip was better than First Take.
Agreed. I never watched First Take. Ever.
And it's like, okay, yeah, you feel comfortable. And you don't act like this dude was making you feel uncomfortable. He said he was jealous of Tom Brady. Cool. Like, you got your shit off. Cool, but you acting jealous. Skip was bold for saying that. Like come on, if you can't say he the GOAT, you just jealous. Like, come on, bro.
Skip is one guy that doesn't give an F. I'll give you that. Like, he's not afraid of this 6'6 former athlete who isn't still in the best shape of his life. You just call him out.
It's like what you could really do to me. I could kind of defend myself, and I'm gonna call the cops. But I'm gonna stand tall with Skip because, man, that's Wheezy guy, bro.
Hey, just remember, Skip cannot lose in those shoes.
And it's my favorite line of Skip's. I'm not a black man. I can never walk in your shoes. And I won't pretend to. Here's the floor. He don't play that shit. He ain't one of these white dudes that be like, yeah, but da-da. He's like, no, I'm not black. So however you feel, I can't tell you how to feel about this. Here on the floor.
And then after Shannon's 10-minute soliloquy, he'll go, I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Brother.
I agree with everything you just so eloquently said.
Nigga, I stuttered like 10 times.
I mean, could you see at least one day they're talking about this? Like, you know how former athletes, or not former athletes, retiring athletes will sign the one-day contract, you know, on their team that they made themselves on? Yeah. Will he go back and do First Take for one day with Stephen A? It would be the most watched show. And First Take's ratings are off the charts. Like, they're the highest they've ever been. But you put Skip in one day after a Football Monday, after a Cowboys Sunday night game, man, it would put all, it, I guarantee you get a million viewers.
Yeah, but I think Skip ain't feeling Stephen A, because Stephen A got above his bridges too. Talk about something like, oh, he was that nigga and all that. People need to give Skip his credit, bro. That's the only thing I'm saying. He is the pioneer of everything that we watch on sports right now. First thing first, all that shit. Like, that he's the... I thought the good stuff that we watch.
I'm saying for better or worse, right? Because there's a lot of garbage that spawned from it.
Boom. That's a fact. Somebody say our sports shit is garbage.
Oh, only Bills fans listening to me.
Oh, season two of our shit gonna be fire. I'm just letting everybody know.
No pressure.